Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What made you guys think that when you talk to the front office and everyone that this was going to be a good matchup for Boyd pitching on 3 days rest?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think just we didn't feel like the number of pitches that he threw on Tuesday, what he's done all season, been our best starting pitcher, those two things.
That was Craig Counsell. I believe that was Sahadev Sharma asking him the question. Sahadev is going to be with us at 12:25. He's the Cubs writer for The Athletic. This is Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score, talking more about Cubs baseball and what we saw in that terrible game one. We're also taking your calls 312-644-6767. So we heard about the thought process, and I understood why they thought that it was a good idea, even though we were like, tell us why you think this is a good idea, because not all of us were feeling it, as we've mentioned. So then Craig Counsell was a little more pointed after the game as well. This is Jesse Rogers asking Craig Counsell about Matthew Boyd throwing on just 3 days rest.
Craig, even though he threw 58 pitches, is 3 days rest always that dicey sort of situation no matter what, because it's so unusual for pitchers? We usually see the stats don't look good after 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, we picked Matt Boyd to pitch. I don't know what to say. He pitched. He pitched. It didn't go well. We got to make decisions. We went with Matt. We're very comfortable. I was very comfortable putting Matt Boyd on the mound today. Whole organization was comfortable putting Matt Boyd on the mound today.
I get what he's saying. He's defending his decision. And more so, he's backing up his player, because that player most likely is going to have to pitch again if they stretch this series out and want to win the series. I get what he's saying. But part of what he said is that he didn't pitch well today. It didn't go well, and he's right. But I need you to learn from that mistake. That's all I'm saying, is learn from that particular gut instinct, if you will. Get the probiotics on extra dosage.
But here's the thing. They hired Craig Counsell to not have to learn from those mistakes that, in theory, he already had. They hired him for his experience.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and that's definitely what they did when they gave him that big paycheck to come and leave the Brewers and come to the Cubs, where they were doing more with less. And now, technically, he has more, but yet they're doing less. If you look at the course of what's happened since, two division titles for the Brewers, now a 1-0 lead in this first ever matchup between these two teams in the postseason. I think Craig has room, though, to come back. It's going to be more difficult than it would have been if he had you know, had a 1-0 lead in this series, but I don't think by any means this series is over. And I think Craig Counsell, if anyone can do it, I think he's a perfect candidate to bring this team back from a 1-0 deficit.
I was just worried about Jesse right there. I felt like he was one question away from getting the Lou Piniella treatment he once got when Lou Piniella said, and I quote to Jesse Rock, "You think I'm stupid? You think I didn't know that already?"
By the way, did you guys see Sweet Lou throw out the first pitch of the game one in the Mariners and Tigers series?
Really? I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, that. Yeah. And it was funny because I thought about how we said, okay, so Craig Counsell's your manager on Who's Your Guy. And then we just started giving Cubs managers to people. And I was like, why did we not give Lou Piniella to somebody?
You think I'm stupid? Stupid or something?
You saw the damn game. I was going to do that. Actually, that year, interestingly enough, that was the when Lou led his team, when he had the record amount of wins. I'm just going to take a stab at it. It was like the 116, I think, and the team that he played first. Hopefully I'm not getting this wrong, but it was the Jerry Manuel White Sox, I believe, that they coasted through in the playoffs. And then in that record-breaking, I think, at the time season, they then lost the second round to, I want to say, the Yankees, maybe. Now I'm just curious to see if I'm right about it. But
I know. This is what we do in our free time. We just look up more sports. Do you remember when I was angrily texting you about the 2014 NFL draft?
Yes. What was the context of that again?
That was a trash-ass draft.
Trash-ass draft. Do you remember who was in it?
Go back and look at the 2014 first round of the NFL draft.
Tad.
You tell me how you feel
it's
about
it. It's a tad,
it.
A trash-ass draft. That's what it is, a tad.
And also,
you saw the damn game, and I sent him home.
As bad as you think the 14 first round is, then you go and you look at the 15 first round, and, well, I don't know, man. It just makes you question a lot of stuff.
We got Martin.
But yeah, Lou looked energetic, man. Lou looked like he was with it. He was having fun out there. And, you know, he was the Mariners manager for a number of years.
Oh, he was great.
Formative for the organization. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he had a record-breaking season. And I believe it was Jerry Manuel's White Sox. We'll get to the bottom of that.
Write that down, Robbie.
Write that down, Robbie.
Well, for the postseason part of it.
Yes. Do tell.
The Diamondbacks were the ones that... beat the Cubs in 2007
NLDS. No. Oh, well, yeah, I know that.
Oh, I thought you were questioning as well.
No,
the postseason
that was, I was there. I covered all
I
those
know you
games.
Were there.
Arizona and the Dodgers swept Lou Piniella's Cubs in 07 and 08. 08 was the real tragedy because the Cubs were cooking that year.
I think the main issue I have with this is that you kind of knew what the flip side would be if your decision wasn't going to go well. And that was going to be worse than your decision going well because of what it meant for your bullpen. Like, do you remember the TBS crowd or the broadcast crew said Craig Counsell didn't say his bullpen was fatigued, but he did say that they, like, I forget the word, distressed? Was that it? It was something that wasn't confident. And then here you are watching poor Matthew Boyd throw pitch after pitch after pitch, just doing what he could. And that's when you're saying to yourself, like, this was going to be the inevitable result if he didn't pitch well. That was the risk you took, was the likely outcome was going to be that whether or not you wanted it to be, it was still going to be a bullpen game. So you effectively turned your starter into an opener because of what happened. And I think that's my biggest frustration with it all.
I'm not so much hung up on that particular thing because they did have that extra day off sandwiched between game one and game two. So it's almost serves as a reset for your bullpen. Now,
yeah.
A lot of guys threw a lot more pitches than maybe I would have liked, like Ben Brown. But I think when you look at game two today compared to game one, everyone should be available except for the long man that came in.
Savali?
Yeah, Savali.
Savali threw like his longest relief appearance
55
ever.
55 pitches, kids, by Savali. Thank you very much, Mr. Savali. Maybe we'll see you next year. Maybe we won't. Isn't that right?
Whoa, like, whoa.
Are you kidding? I actually think that out of the people they chose, he's been the most expected outcome, you know, in what we saw pitching-wise on Saturday.
Okay, so you think Savali will strike again in this postseason?
If they stretch it out past three games.
Okay.
I don't know that we'll see him in this series, just because I think with the nature of the days off, you won't need it. Well, if you need a guy like Savali, the series is probably close to being over, right? Because because that like the situation.
But he's been more consistent than Soroka.
I fear Savali.
No. I'm not arguing that. I'm with you completely on Michael Soroka and his usage and the fact that they wanted him and then what they had to do when they got him and all of that. I'm just saying Savali seems like a guy, if he's in your your series for more than one time, you probably are going to lose the series.
That's it. That's
Unless it's an extra innings game and it's like somebody's got a pitch, turn it over to Aaron Solano.
And for everybody asking why Javier Assad was left off this roster, I don't know. I don't know, and it doesn't make sense to me.
So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's take it back to the chat we had initially when that roster came out, because we were off the air. It came out Saturday morning, and we were trying to figure out, okay, well, Javier Assad didn't make it. And I was like, well, I guess Ben Brown for the high strikeout usage.
Yeah.
You talked about the fact that Assad always puts men on base.
That's why he is not on the roster.
Maybe it's more about Assad versus Savali than it was Soroka or Ben Brown, but... Yeah, Soroka's been tough.
Yeah, he has. Here's the problem, and you're right. You gave it away a little bit. I'm happy Assad is not on the roster because it's a conundrum with him. He does get in trouble a lot. Oftentimes, he gets out of the trouble as well. I will admit that. But in the postseason, if Javier Assad in the second inning has runners on second and third and less than two outs, you want Assad? You trust Assad to get out of the trouble that he gets himself into? Or would you rather go to Daniel Palencia and bring him in? I think the answer is obvious.
Well, I mean, I think they do two different things, right? Like the concept behind Assad is he's more of an out-getter than what we saw by result on Saturday.
The idea that he lets guys on so often, and again, Layla, gets out of it, scares me in the postseason. Like, I can't, and I don't think a manager can deal with that. And we don't know exactly
why. I think it's Assad versus Savali in terms of that roster spot, as opposed to Assad versus Ben Brown or Soroka.
I'm having a good laugh at this because the text line is just all over the place.
What are we saying? What are we saying
like,
out there?
And I love it when two texts back-to-back completely contradict each other. There's a 630. You guys are being overly harsh and second guessing subjective decisions. 773. This series is over.
Those are two different thought processes.
That's a good sample for
the essence,
where people feel about this.
And now for a clarification, since nobody will give it to me. Jerry,
I had your clarification.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You do.
It was 2008, the second series. The White Sox swept the Cubs.
No. I'm talking about the Lou Pinella. Okay, here it is. Jerry Manuel's 2000 White Sox did lose to the Mariners in the playoffs, but 2001 was Pinella's 116-win Mariners featuring Rookie of the Year and MVP, Ichiro.
Wait, say that
Ichiro. Did it make sense?
Ichiro?
Did you do that on purpose?
Cheerios. Ichiros.
Please tell me you did that on purpose. Yeah, they also had Randy Johnson.
They had Randy Johnson. Oh, yeah.
A-Rod was on that team. Like, let's,
is A-Rod good?
Buehner was on that team. He was hitting everything out of like the universe at that point.
They were good. And then Luke came here and didn't know what he was getting himself into. Anyway, to the future. To the modern. To where we were.
See, this is what we do. 2001 yes. Mariners Rock. roster. You want to know what I do in my free time? It is 100% junk like this.
This is what our listeners
Mike
do,
Cameron,
too.
Mike Cameron, Brett Boone,
dude.
Edgar Martinez.
Boone is
my
guy.
Oh, my God, that team was stacked.
Not just Brett Boone, but 37 home runs and 141 RBI, Brett Boone.
Let me tell you about Mike Cameron.
Mark McLemore, Freddie. Oh, my gosh. Aaron Seeley.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys remember what Mike Cameron once did to the White Sox? The team, I believe he was drafted by the White Sox.
Scott Pacendick.
Was it that many?
Four home runs.
It was
that's
four
right.
home runs in one game.
I was sitting there watching it. I was at my parents'. I don't remember what the circumstance was, but I was watching that game and like, oh my God, he just hit another.
I know the circumstances.
Sean Olerud
wore that helmet.
Anger and also just revenge. Those were the circumstances.
I guess.
Would I rather talk about the 2001 Mariners talent than what I saw Saturday?
Keep going.
Yes, I would.
Who's their rotation? You said Randy Johnson. Who?
Freddie Garcia. Jamie Moyer. How could we forget?
He was everywhere. Moyer was.
That's good to have
Jamie
fun.
Jamie Moyer
with
won 20 games that season. He was 20-6.
Listen, I'm going to cope by looking at this. That was one of the greatest regular season teams of all time, as we know. It was mow them down.
The Mariners won the 2001.
Mariners, yeah.
Won 16. It was the year before that Lou outmanaged poor Jerry Manuel.
So I have a point about the Boyd thing. Like, when would you say because he was fatigued, that's the reason the Cubs lost? Because to me, the Brewers got hits on his fourth, fifth, and sixth pitch. Like, those were all doubles. That's when he should be his freshest. So that's where, like, I don't know. Like, could you tell he was greatly fatigued in that game?
I don't know if it's a matter of fatigue, Robbie. I think it's more of this guy has been, like I said, he pitched earlier, 3 days, or excuse me, 4 days earlier. He got up 2 days earlier in the bullpen in the ninth inning of their game 3 win, and he just wasn't as fresh, period. Like you're saying, that should be his freshest, but I don't think he was fresh to start that game. And remember, he had to throw a little bit on Friday just to determine he was good enough to go on Saturday. So that's 3 days in a row he had been throwing. He was off 3 days rest from pitching the 58 pitches. It was a decision, and clearly something on their eye test, because that's what it came down to, is we have to see our guys throw to know who's going to pitch in game one tomorrow. That's what was said on Friday.
Yes, Eric in Uptown is correct. Yeah, A-Rod was the year before, and then he went to Texas in 2001.
For all the money at the time, which probably sounds really hilarious
now.
Sorry,
those years are not exactly fresh in my memory.
Well, they shouldn't be.
I was studying in school at the time.
Yeah.
I was more concerned about like my dance team's routine that I had to choreograph.
Wait, what year was that?
That it was the 2000 Mariners.
2001. What were you doing in 2001?
Oh, one Mariners was a juggernaut. Being like,
six.
I got SportsCenter that year and I watched it. Our segment on Raheemy Harrison Grody is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So, yeah, it took me a minute there, guys. I'm sorry. I was focused on different things.
I'm sorry, Layla. I kind of sent you down that path. But I never thought, guys, that we would be in a situation where I'm like, when's Tyone pitching? Let's get to the Jameson Tyone game.
Well, when is somebody who looks like himself pitching is the real question.
All Jameson Tyone did, and I mean that in the fairest of ways, was four shutout innings and 60 pitches. But it felt like a really good 60 pitches and four shutout innings with a guy who stuck to his plan and looked like a badass out there.
Alex Rodriguez's 2000 WAR with the Mariners was 10.4.
Hi.
He was decent. We got to get to break, but Grody, I understand that you're going to be giving things away today.
I will be giving things away today. I shall now read about me. Want to win a pair of tickets to the Cubs Brewers NLDS Game 3 at Wrigley Field on Wednesday? Would ye like that?
With Ichiro.
Apparently, I'm ineligible.
And Jackson Chirios. Don't forget about Chirios.
He might not be playing. We don't know.
I know, but isn't he? God, if he was here, the S would have been there so
that Jackson
early.
Chirios.
Get this Chirios guy.
The Jackson Chirinos.
I don't think ham goes with Chirios, and right now he's got a bad hammy.
Stop by Dad's place, yo, tonight at 3369 North Clark Street in Chicago from 5 to 6:30 p.m. tonight and meet Mark Grote to register for your chance to win tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. Tickets are courtesy of The Score and Budweiser. This Bud is for you. So, yes, I get to give away Cubs tickets tonight, 5 to 6:30, again, Dad's.
At the appropriately named Dad's Place.
Dad's, yo.
Let's take calls. We got a couple people who've been hanging on the line. 312-644-6767. You've heard what we had to say. Now I want to hear what you have to say. So chime in. Tell us what's up. That's next. I'm Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.